And good evening. I just started to press record as I actually had time with myself. So I've been on the series. I always thank everyone who has been following me and listening to me a few years now since I have started this podcast. And I actually did an episode on God and money and what God has been revealing to me on my path. And so you can check it out on my YouTube channel. I am not sure why it wasn't able to upload this platform, on this app. But in any case, it definitely is on my YouTube channel. You can also subscribe if you would like to hear new content and get that ring bell or that notification that I've uploaded new stuff. So I wanted to share something with you, and I talk to God a whole lot. I'm going to take my time as we have this conversation. I really am really just talking about a lot. This topic is going to be about mental health, depression, why some people have mental or struggling with their mental illness, our perspectives, beliefs, shifting our mindset, and oftentimes what we struggle with is based out of what we see and the beliefs that we hold within. And oftentimes what we see or what we think we're supposed to have causes depression or causes mental illness. And many times it is an expectation based out of what you think you're supposed to have. And I think that needs to be talked about. That needs to be discussed. I know that I am chosen, peculiar, what is it in the New Testament? A peculiar people, a peculiar person, a unicorn, a star seed. I know that I'm different, and I know that God has created me to be that way. And so that feeling of feeling out of place all my life was actually a gift, because I was able to see things that many people did not see, because God just made me different. And I used to not like it because I wanted to fit in and I wanted to be accepted. And I thought that was it. So I sit with myself a whole lot in navigating and finding my way within. It wasn't until I had my encounter with God in 2016. That seems so ancient ago. Yet it's very vivid in my mind. When I had awakened, had a conversation with God, and I had an encounter with God, and God literally changed my whole life and everything inside of me. All the belief patterns and all the areas of my life, health, wealth, and relationships. God began shifting those things in my life, and showing me how I was, the truth of how I should show up authentically. And that definitely is a level of mindfulness that I do. And I sit with myself and I talk to God a lot. And one of the things that I didn't do was that I operated out of a lot of my 3D, what I saw with my naked eye. Before I had awakened and had my encounter with God, I was that person where I was, you know, running with the hamster on the wheel. I was chasing that rat race. I was relentlessly, constantly acquiring for property and doing my best to study of how to create more wealth and all these things. And I kept feeling so restless, and I'm just like, but my intent is right. I think that I'm doing it right. I'm doing what they say I'm supposed to do. I got the degree. You know, I started studying on how to get property. I was just very vigilant and diligent in this work. And I just thought that, well, it's not a bad thing. And it isn't. And I kept just all that time just feeling this nudge in my heart. It was this, I had this short gratification of, well, I think this is what I'm supposed to do. I think I'm doing this right. And then I had my soul that was always restless saying, no, this isn't it. But I had a scarcity mentality, a fear mentality. I had a certain belief system, belief pattern that I, you know, saw, was around, absorbed. But yet my soul, the light of me, was calling me to something greater within myself. And so the day that I had that encounter with God, my life never changed. My life changed and has never been the same ever since. And I want to share with you about mental illness. And I think I elaborated a little bit on it already. There are a lot of people who battle with things or depression or feeling of inadequacy. Really, some of them have, it has a lot, some, not all, because I have not done every case, but in working on my own internal belief systems and belief patterns and working with other clients, many people that I coach, many people feel that they are depressed about something that they think they're supposed to have. And these perspectives of what they think they're supposed to have by a certain time, by a certain age, this comparison or this external comparison and this lack of connection with the Spirit of God that lives within them is a dissonance, is a distance, is a disconnection. And so for many, including myself in the past, I thought that my answer was fixing the things that I couldn't tangibly see and what I thought I was supposed to tangibly have. And these subliminal messages that are around us that tells us how we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to have, what we're supposed to accept, what is considered successful. It's always around us. But what isn't emphasized, and what I've been sent and called to share this message of light and truth, is to start listening to that inner voice inside of you. To start listening to the Spirit of God radiating on the inside of you. And it's there. It's just that for many of us, the noise on the outside, what we've been taught, our beliefs, patterns of how we think we're supposed to show up, filters in And we think we have to portray this. And when we don't live up to that expectation, therefore, depression sets in. I, like I said, was on a series of God and money, and I still am. But I really am understanding the detachment of the tangibles and really forgetting about it. And I know that can be hard for some. What do you mean forget about what it is that you want or what it is that you think you're supposed to have or what it, even what it is that you desire? When I say forget about it, I mean not putting so much emphasis as if you don't have it. And I know that can be a mind shift. It doesn't mean that you are saying you don't desire it. But when you take your focus off of it and have a place of ease and flow, then that's when it comes to you. When you forget about it. When you go through life with more ease and flow and less prying and pulling. There's a lot of prying and pulling and hard grind and push. As it relates to success, as it relates to relationships, as it relates to health. I want to share with you more about, yes, it is about believing and not giving up. Absolutely. It also is about letting go, releasing the weight, the strain, the pull of it. Standing in what the truth is, but letting it go. And I know that that is very oxymoron. But here's the thing. When something is already yours, you don't have to cling on to it. Oftentimes we cling on to things that we feel out of fear. And why would you be afraid of something that already is for you? So do you understand the energy behind it? And so I definitely have had to do a mind shift as it relates to money, as it relates to wealth, you know, and even in all the areas of my life. But since we're talking about money, wealth, not only in your relationships, in your wealth, in your health. Those are the three main things that, you know, we have, right? The number of, it's interesting how it's in the number of threes. Health, wealth, relationships, right? And they all come from God, and God lives within us, right? And we all have our blueprint, but sometimes that our own blueprint that we divinely have and innately have, it gets so noisy to not follow that blueprint. And we think we have to follow another path or another belief system or another, you know, vibration. I'm encouraging you to listen to your spirit, listen to your soul, follow that path, trust it. God will never lead you wrong. And everything is supporting you and guiding you to that path of truth. Every experience that you might have had is always guiding you and tugging you to that path of truth. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I'm feeling led to stop, and so I'm going to go ahead and do so. If you would like one-on-one coaching, I help individuals, men and women, heal from their subconscious fears and belief patterns so they can align themselves up with the truth of who they are. To know the power that they have within themselves. How amazing is that? What an amazing world that we could live in if everyone stood in that truth. Thanks for tuning in. I'll leave the description at the bottom if you would like to contact me. Bye.